This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show broadcast number 61 for Wednesday, September 14th. ICE canola futures have turned around on Wednesday and are climbing higher following the latest Stat Canada production report. The November canola contract gains $3 at $804.40 per ton, and the January contract rises $2.30 at $811.70 per ton. Stat Canada slices off 400,000 tons on its latest forecast for canola production in 2022-23, bringing their estimate to 19.1 million tons. Meanwhile, the federal agency bumps up its call on all wheat by 0.4% at 34.7 million tons. Losses in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are putting pressure on canola. Global crude oil prices are pushing higher, with spillover helping vegetable oils. Manitoba issued its weekly crop report yesterday, showing the harvest at 32% complete overall. Combining of canola is at 11% finished province-wide. The Canadian Drought Monitor shows 52% of prairie farmland was abnormally dry or in drought as of August 10th. That's up 10 points since July. The Canadian dollar is lower as the loonie slips to 75.92 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 76.28. Ahead of a potential strike, a number of railway companies in the United States will reduce or halt crop shipments as of Thursday. The railroads and the two remaining unions without a tentative deal have until midnight Friday to reach an agreement. The United Nations is proposing that ammonia gas from Russia be transported through Ukraine and exported through the latter's Black Sea ports. Meanwhile, Russia and Turkey are scheduled to meet on Friday to discuss the current agreement allowing grain exports out of Ukraine. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The November contract loses 7 cents at $14.72 per bushel. October soy oil falls almost a half cent at 68.46 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up $3.60 at $432.50 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the December contract down 4 cents at $6.88.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its December contract giving up 4 cents at $3.98. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago December rises 5.5 cents at $8.66. Kansas City December advances 13 cents at $9.47, and Minneapolis December increases 14 cents at $9.45.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 14th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.